Well, it looks like it's official. Russell Wilson is a Pittsburgh Steeler. The 35-year-old former Seahawks quarterback has an impressive 13 seasons in the NFL. To be clear, Russell Wilson will be competing with the 2022 first-round draft pick, Kenny Pickett, and likely a third quarterback, Mason Rudolph, who ended the 2023 season starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers but is scheduled to hit free agency. Opinions vary about this new marriage between Wilson and the Steelers. Sources report that there was an immediate chemistry between Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin and the 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson. But many argue that Russell Wilson is simply a has-been and say that Mike Tomlin thinks Wilson can go back to the style of play that we saw in his Seattle glory days. Let's talk numbers for a minute here on the Derek Fleming Show. Good morning. The Broncos benched Russell Wilson with two games left in the regular 2023 season. The team finished with a losing record for the second time in his two seasons with the team. Denver improved slightly, going 8-9 after finishing 5-12 in his first season with the Broncos. Long story short, for whatever reason, the Mile High City and coach Sean Payton didn't do anything for Russell Wilson, and vice versa, of course. But this is a seemingly new chapter, and it is more than a bargain for the Steelers. They acquire Russell Wilson for a mere $1.2 million. That's a one-year deal, while the Broncos pay the remainder of his $37.8 million salary. In a social media post, Russell Wilson wrote, "Year 13, grateful." You know, I'm one of those people, I'm optimistic. I think Russell Wilson can make some magic happen for the Steelers. I do. Here's a man who spent 10 seasons in Seattle. 10 seasons, man. 9 Pro Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl. Statistically, on paper, I mean, he looks good. I think he's thrown for something like 43,000 yards in his career, something like 334 touchdowns, with, I think, 106 interceptions. Statistically, he still looks good, man, on paper. Now, does he still have the heart and the willingness to get out there and make it happen for the Steelers? That remains to be seen. Stephen A. Smith said, Wilson is an upgrade to Kenny Pickett, and Shannon Sharp did not agree. He said that bologna is an upgrade for potted meat, but I don't want either one of them. I thought that was hilarious. What Shannon said. He basically said, Wilson is done. They need to find a new quarterback, not an old washed up man. Because there are people that think that Russell Wilson is severely washed up. His glory days was when he took Seattle to the Super Bowl, those 9 Pro Bowl appearances. Russell Wilson, in the mind of many, is done. I totally disagree. And I think what's going to be so beautiful about this situation is the fact that he's going to take the Steelers to possibly a Super Bowl. And I think he, along with, Mike Tomlin, they're gonna dominate the AFC North. I think the Steelers are going to be the team to watch with Russell Wilson. That's just what I think. I think he still has a lot in the tank. And I said that, before, because I believe it. Russell Wilson is not washed up. He's older. He's 35. He's not 22 like he was when he took the Seahawks to the Super Bowl. So you got to think, 35, I think he's something like 5'9". He's not a tall guy. He's still effective in the pocket. He can throw the ball. He can run. He can still maneuver. He can still, read offenses, defenses. Russell Wilson is not done. So for those that are basically counting him out, I think you're going to be surprised at what he brings to the Steelers organization. And I think Mike Tomlin sees that. I think he sees something in Russell Wilson. Sources say there was an immediate chemistry because he knows that old Russell Wilson is still in there somewhere. It just takes the right organization, the right camaraderie for him to get back to that guy. I think Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos, that just was a bad move for Russell Wilson, period. I think Sean Payton has something personal against Russell Wilson. And I think Russell Wilson just did not perform. But I think there were a ton of different reasons for that. So we're going to be watching very closely. We wish Russell Wilson the best season and the greatest success as a Pittsburgh Steeler. You guys have been locked into the Derek Fleming Show. Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Take care.